OneMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we now turn our attention to the personal connection, we're going to talk about travel you might want to consider despite the world growing more volatile, and we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/care.
With fall in full swing, your spare time may likely be filled with kids' sports practices and other seasonal activities, which means your home may be sitting empty and could be vulnerable. You can change all that and ensure your place is protected even when you travel with revolutionary 24/7 live guard monitoring from simplysafe.com/care.
You know, it's designed to stop crime in real time, because now when an intruder breaks into your home or even your small business for that matter, professional monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and deter them all through the new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera. Get 20% off your new system today at simplysafe.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, Kara and Harlan DeBell, known as the Travel Siblings, are joining us again today for the Personal Connection segment of the show. We invited them back to discuss travel options as the world gets more volatile and places that they're keen on or seeing increased interest in beyond Mexico and Hawaii. To maximize our time with them, straight to the show hotline we go.
Well, straight to that show hotline indeed, Mary. Good morning, Kara and Harlan. Nice to reconnect with you both today.
Good morning.
Well, great to have you here with us today. So, Kara, we're going to jump right into this because, you know, the realities of what we're seeing happening in Israel and the Gaza Strip, coupled with the ongoing fighting in Ukraine, it has certainly impacted travel to those regions of the world. And clearly there's tension surrounding Chinese possible aggression with Taiwan and Asia. So global events do cause people to reconsider travel plans. I would like to know, you know, have you seen any impact or maybe fielded questions from folks that you work with, as well as Harlan, you both work together, obviously, with regards to the State Department's cautionary warning, you know, to be on guard anywhere you are in the world for the foreseeable future? And I'd also like to hear, you know, what would you advise folks to consider when making international travel plans in the coming months ahead?
Well, that's a really good question. A lot of our honeymooners, and lucky for us, a lot of our honeymooners come to us well in advance and plan 6 months to a year out. So we're very fortunate to be able to give the right advice when it comes to planning out longer. So a lot of our honeymooners have really been coming to us with concerns, even areas that surround the Middle East and China, of course. We were booking a lot of Egypt, for example, and now we have a lot of couples that are holding off on destinations like that. We always make sure that we can advise the right travel insurance products and also cancellation.
And to add to that, we're really not recommending multi-country in travel. We're trying to get honeymooners and weddings to stay within one country.
And explain why that is.
Oh, interesting.
Flight delays, the possibility of airport closure, safety concerns that can absolutely domino and destroy a wedding or a honeymoon for days. Yeah. And so if you're within the country, you're traveling sometimes just by car and you're sort of out of the airport, and there's less risk of being delayed and really dominoing and not being able to get to the next part of the honeymoon.
Okay, very solid advice. Thank you both. So I'm going to move on to weddings. Harlan, I'm going to start with you since I know that's a specialty of yours. So we had a representative from Brides on during our September 16th live broadcast, and we talked about the big three very popular destinations for weddings: Hawaii, the Caribbean, and Mexico. I don't think you can go wrong with any of those, but I would love for you to put those locations aside and give us a few other destinations that people consider for the wintertime.
The trend this year is sustainable tourism, and there are terrific winter weddings. You avoid the possibility of a hurricane season or a shoulder season. Mallorca is trending, Portugal and New Zealand and Australia. The weather stays steady in Portugal and Mallorca. I think in December, the weather goes to about 60 degrees, which Australia, New Zealand is summer.
Right.
It can be amazing for the guests with very easy airport access into one airport and easy to get to the hotel and or venues.
Okay. We had a chance to go to Mallorca last year.
Yeah, we had the show there. We actually broadcast last November. Yeah, had a great time. And the weather was phenomenal as we walked around. Yeah. That was in mid-November. So, all right. So I know you both know this. You know, Mary and I are certainly pro-travel advisor, pro-travel agent, if you will. There's no question about the difference a good travel agent can make. You know, we do live, however, in a DIY world. Many people think they can handle their own travel. They don't need a travel agent or a travel advisor. So, what you know, I'd like for you to talk about, and Kara, we'll start with you, and then Harlan, you can also jump in on this. You know, talk with us about some of the things that you do for your clients, besides all the insider information that you have access to or all the perks you can provide, or plus just somebody having, you know, you available to them when they travel. But really things that you think most people listening right now, they don't realize if they don't work with a travel advisor. So, Kara, what would you say?
I love this topic. This is such a good question because for all the people out there that like to DIY, I was on the phone at least three times this week in the middle of the night with couples in Fiji, with couples in Hawaii, all around the world traveling that don't like their room, have a situation that's gone wrong, maybe chose the wrong resort, and we pride ourselves in being able to fix these issues when they arise. I don't see that as being something that you can do when you book online. Who are you going to call? Mm-hmm. So I had a couple in Fiji, for example, that went from one resort that they loved to another one that they didn't love so much. And I was on the phone with the GM and we were making it right. And now they're very happy, for example.
So, another thing is that we are 24/7. When the wedding party or the honeymooners are traveling, they can reach us at any time, as Kara was saying. We discuss a lot of logistics when a couple is interested in, for example, speaking from the wedding side, for example, mobility issues for the guests. Are there people with mobility issues? What is the property like? What's the proximity from the airport? What are the local customs? Is there a particular dress needed? And these are issues sometimes when couples try to do it themselves that they overlook. And also, are there restrictions on vendors that can be brought in and also where a wedding can take place? Because there may be sound and noise restrictions, and a couple has an expectation of having 24-hour dancing and after parties that may not be allowed due to local custom or due to a proximity. So we address all of these issues just talking about destination and also worldwide weather, which is very important.
Well, that's
yes, and that is ever-changing. And okay, so all, again, very good points. You guys, listen, we've never asked you this before, and we're going to run out of time soon. So I do want to just ask you, you travel, you go to these places, you learn firsthand about the resorts, all of it. Since we have you in our personal connection segment today, I want to ask both of you, Kara, where do you go in the world to unwind and recharge? And then Harlan, please answer as well.
Well, it's really funny because Harlan and I grew up traveling on ships a lot. So we do love cruising. But I'm very much a soft adventurer. I like safaris and I like light hikes and fun things, connecting with nature. But a good cocktail on the beach is great, too.
Agree with you on that. Harlan?
Harlan, what say you?
Oh, God. So Harlan is, I'm the opposite to the sibling. I'm the foodie, relaxation, spa part of the couple, so to speak, because we work with a lot of couples, as you know, and we always hear, you know, she wants beach and he wants hiking. But I love really amazing private islands. For example, like Frigate Island in the Seychelles, 27 villas with your own butler, all inclusive, is a little bit of my style.
Well, so listen, but combined between the two of you, listen, you're a fun couple to go travel with because the reality is this is why you're siblings for this, because there's nothing there that you've said that people we can't identify with. I think we'd all enjoy that. So I do want to give your website out for folks. And folks, again, you know, Kara and Harlan, they have been, and congratulations. I mean, what is it? 9 years, I think, you know, Travel and Leisure, your A-list agents out there. Mm-hmm. So congratulations on that. But the website, folks, thetravelsiblings.com, the travel, put the travelsiblings.com. We want to get that in. And you could go create some fun travel experiences.
And
together
all
as well.
Types so, of travel.
Exactly.
This is family travel as well.
So, Karen Harlett, absolutely. Thank you very much for being a part of the show today. We look forward to the next conversation. And enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks so much
thank
for
you.
Having us.
Take care, you guys.
Thank you.
All right, Mary, there goes
traveling
Kara and
siblings.
Really close.
Let's go travel with them.
There we go. All right, we are quickly approaching our next sponsors break, and up next, the best of the world takes center stage here for The Right Stuff. What am I talking about? Stick with us, and you'll find out. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.